Some tips when it comes to weaning. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Visiting today with Randy Culbertson, who is an Iowa State University Extension cow-calf specialist. And Randy, producers are working hard at the moment to get cows home from pastures or at least sort some calves off. And with that comes stresses for both the cow and the calf. Any quick tips there?
Yeah, you know, weaning is probably the most stressful event for both the cow and the calf. And it's always kind of a little bit of a balancing act because most producers are weaning right when they are also harvesting. So time becomes a big constraint. Some good kind of things to keep in mind is we tend to vaccinate most of our calves at time of weaning. And if there's stress, efficacy and the effectiveness of that vaccine is not going to be quite as good. So a lot of recommendations is to do some preconditioning. So before you actually remove the calf from the dam side, go ahead and get one round of vaccines in and just kind of set those calves up. Let them go out again with the cow again. They can kind of settle down and it kind of gives a good chance to booster up their immune system. So when they have that stressful event, you're not trying to tack on a bunch of other stuff as well. And you've kind of set them up for success, so to speak. Now, the challenge is always how do we get the time, because that does involve a little more labor. But we've shown through research, the gain that you get in production, well worth it. You just get better average daily gains, fewer illness, things like that. They just respond better to those vaccines. So doing some preconditioning is probably our best bet. And then also looking at the cow herd, you know, it's a great time to evaluate your cows as you go to wean these calves off and say, you know, did she lose some body condition score? Because that's probably your prime time to getting those cows back that maybe had kind of a rough summer and might be a little bit thin. It's an ideal time to get those cows back and kind of get them built back up. A good time to get that nutrition in them and kind of help them recover.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.